people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit back, hang out, discuss a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around inside my head. See if we can't take some of these talking points, go out, share them, either pluses or minuses, find a way to prove me wrong or support my harebrained ideas. And there's been a lot of advertising going on lately, at least here in the great old Pacific Northwest, of a new product, something that's been kind of, you know, been talked about for a couple years and been really expensive to create. And finally, it's at a point where it's affordable. So affordable, in fact, that Burger King is now selling one of the two main competing brands. And that's the meatless burger meat. And you got two companies involved with that, the Beyond Burger and the Impossible Burger. And they each have their own little differences in their ingredients. I just, listening to all this advertising, there's been what I can't tell if it's a big push of amazement by the people that have gone out and tried it, or I don't know. But there's been a lot of talk about it. And I started thinking about, all of this creationism in food, and then kind of went down a little rabbit hole of things. But I figured I'd start off with something like broccoli. Broccoli is vegetable, as we all know, but it's not necessarily natural. It's an offshoot of cabbage that has been selectively bred. And just kind of how we've done with dogs. Kind of done selective breeding to get certain features that we like. I can't recall the Radiolab episode, but if you can find it, and I'll link a show to, I believe he's a Dr. Dmitry Belayev, Russian, who did a study on foxes, more or less. He was raising foxes specifically for their fur coats. And he noticed over the course of generations that these foxes would get more docile, become more friendly and okay with humans, whereas all the other foxes had that awareness, that notion to stay away from humans. And as you selectively bred for the more docile ones, the ears would kind of flop over, dealing with the direct size of the adrenal gland. And that was kind of a fun topic idea to reminisce about. Again, if you can find that episode, that one's rather educational. It's an older one. But again, the idea of choosing and picking to create, kind of how we just make it how we want. And another kind of thing that was coming through my mind as far as making these burgers. I don't know how the dogs necessarily folded in there, but either way, we have these burgers that are plant-based. There's no animal meat within them. And I heard a commercial the other day for a chicken version. So you can have protein-filled vegetable chicken, meatless chicken. And I start thinking about, fortified cereals. Cheerios doesn't naturally come with, 100% B12 or whatever is in there, or iron. There's not that much iron in wheat. And we take all these vitamins and minerals and we grind them up and we put them into the food. And, I think of things like when you take an excessive amount of vitamin C. If you take too much vitamin C, it gets extracted from your body through normal everyday actions. There's some vitamins and minerals that are fat soluble that just sit in your fat reserves until they're required and needed. But we also have, things like antidepressants that have been filling up the Great Lakes. They found a concentration through the water treatment process, or the inability of it, so to speak. And now fish in those lakes are being a little bit less afraid. They're a little bit more calm, copacetic. You know, the plant-based meat has a really good argument. I mean, there's only so many cows you can, or chickens you can make, and you start realizing that PETA at least has a point, that, you know, there should be a quality of life for animals on some level, as opposed to being abused and packed in there. So going the meatless meat route checks off the box of not providing less structure to keep the animal abuse, the ag gag laws going. But, you know, it's just kind of, again, random thoughts, kind of just walking through, just kind of figuring it all out. I'm not here to prove a point. I'm just here to try and get us all to think about something. But how many of these fortified vitamins and minerals get absorbed into the body and become useful? There has to be a point where some of them get used, otherwise it'd be absolutely pointless. And why have we been fortifying cereal with iron and other stuff for all these years? But what is the absorption and how the body is able to process all of this? Like the different types of carbohydrates, different types of fats. I wish I knew what study I'm trying to think of, but there's a point where it's better for you to get your vitamins from something like an apple or an orange instead of a little compressed tablet of your daily vitamin intake. That's something to look up, is the multivitamins. I know that was a study done on how much is just excreted. But how much, again, I'm not a doctor. I'm sure it's all out there on the internet somewhere, able to be found. But what's the absorption rate of the body when you eat these meatless burgers with all their fortifications to maintain the nutritional daily caloric intake that we're all supposed to get? Everybody's supposed to reach that 100% of whatever milligrams, micrograms, milliliters of each vitamin and mineral. Is there an upside to how the body processes meat over these meatless burgers? Again, I don't know. Feel free to let me know. I will definitely do my best to share it with the group and everybody else. But just all this kind of playing God, but at the same time fixing a problem, right? There's a lot of people on Earth, and that's a lot of mouths to feed. You kind of got to find some way to do it. You got to figure that out. And, you know, we'll get there. But, you know, on the topic again of creating things and building things, and I'll plug another Radiolab podcast. I think it's a multi-part episode as far as us building, is CRISPR. I'm sure most people have heard about it, but if you haven't, again, the Radiolab podcast about it, and it's spelled CRISPR. It's an acronym, and it's gene editing technology, where we just splice genes into whatever to give it new properties, more or less. I can't say if it's overnight, right? You inject it and all of a sudden you go from blonde to brown hair or whatever. But what if there's a means to do that within plants for these impossible burgers? There's definite repercussions with going down generational lines when you mess with genetics, because that doesn't get erased so easily. And we can fix one thing, but might accidentally throw the balance off of something else. And then we go to fix that and throw the balance off somewhere else. And definitely can become a hectic situation quick. But let's go ahead and say that there's a difference in absorption rates, utilization rates between a steak and this meatless meat, ground burger, whatever, for the one side. What if we were to take something like CRISPR, modify the plants, so that way they absorb our compression of vitamins and minerals that we put in there. And then as the human body consumes it, it takes all those amino acids or whatever, all the fancy science stuff. So that way the human body processes it, utilizes it, and doesn't just excrete it with all the other waste. I don't know. Sound fun? Sound like a decent idea? Thanks for joining me on this walk. Hope it's been enjoyable. Hope you found some value in it. Getting ready to build the value for value model. But it right now, if you found value in it, this episode or any of the other ones, best I can ask is that you just share. Let someone else know that there's some guy with a podcast out there having fun, just trying to bring up ideas. I go by Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y-B-O-N, the number 3-S. Hit me up on Twitter, at Billy Bones. You got a website, billybones.com. You hit me up there. Send people there. Find the RSS feed. Find all the past episodes. Find a way to get in contact with me. Love mail, hate mail, questions, comments. Send it all. I love you guys. Talk to you next week.